tears I'm shedding now, I hear will dry in time. The fears I'm fearing now, I hear will die in time. But while I wait around for tomorrow, watching life drift away, what about, yes, what about today? I know if I just wait, the sun will shine someday. And when it does, the weather will be fine someday. But while the skies I search for tomorrow stay the same shade of gray, what about, yes, what about today? Till Nirvana comes, what about today? Till Messiah comes, what about today? Till the mountains move and oceans part and angels sing and life can start, what about, yes, what about today? I can't help wondering if tomorrow ever comes, and what's my life been lived for if it never comes? I've heard a lot of toasts to tomorrow,
wow, wow, wow. Sister Rosina, hallelujah. Thank God for you. I'm so glad we share space on planet Earth. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your love. And thank you, God, that in this winding maze called living life on planet Earth, that our paths crossed at Unity of New York. You're a gift to me. Wow. Being alive is awesome. It's complicated and it's awesome. It can be rough sometime and it's awesome. Certain parts of it are painful and it's awesome. Some of our dreams are realized and some of our dreams are deferred here, and being alive is awesome. Many of our prayers that we have prayed are answered just as we wished, and some of them are answered in ways that we cannot understand. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes it seems that we are required to do far more work than we have time to play. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes we love someone and want to be with that someone and discover that that someone does not love us or care to be around us. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes we take our finances, we invest in possibilities to increase them. We make plans. We do our blueprints, we follow through, only to discover sometimes that our hopes and dreams are shattered. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes we do have loves in our life, deep loves that we are so grateful for, that we cherish. And we praise God that we have these people whom we love in our lives. And we pray to have them always in our lives, only to have one day the news or the discovery that they have taken their last breath and have gone back to the light from whence they came. And it leaves a void deep in our hearts. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes physically, in our physical system, we are at a place of being at ease, where everything is operating just as it should. All of our tests come back with positive results, and our experience is one of radiant health, and we have pep in our step. While at other times, we are given information that our system is not at ease, but has been in the experience of dis-ease. And being alive is awesome. Sometimes we move quickly forward, effortlessly. Sometimes we're crawling, barely able to move inch by inch by inch. And being alive is awesome. Breathing is awesome. I love breathing. My heart beating in the center of my chest is awesome. I love having a beating heart. I've told you that a little over a year ago, when I was spinning around on black ice on Route 2, coming back from a church service in Boston, that I was thinking about all the things that this life contains that are not necessarily pleasant to experience. I felt that I was about to go home, back to the light, out of this incarnation and all of its experiences. I thought about how many experiences are experienced as painful, how many issues and challenges the children of God are involved in on this planetary experience. I thought of all the isms, racism, sexism, classism, eliteism. I thought of all the phobias. I thought of all of the outpicturings of the haves and the have-nots. And it would seem sometime that some of us are tempted to get out of this field and all of its complications and all of its manifestations of what appear to be shadow experiences. And for us, in moments contrary to the words in our daily word today, sometimes in our experience, we think that the clouds are actually blocking out the light. And it takes us a while sometime to awaken to an understanding that a dark sky only allows the stars to shine even brighter. That the appearance of darkness reveals the light. Sometimes we forget, sometimes we remember, and being alive is awesome. Sometimes we really do feel experientially that we have been separated from the love of God. We feel that God is far off. And like our brother David in his Psalm 22, the 22nd song he sings that is recorded, "Oh God, why are you so far off from me? And why do you not hear my cry?" The next song he scripted was the 23rd. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Being alive is awesome. The scripture for today, the words of Jesus, spoken from the mind of Christ. I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. In the Pentecostal church that I grew up in, a lyricist wrote the lyrics out of that scripture. And these are the lyrics that he penned. The words of Jesus from the mind of Christ. I come that you might have life more abundantly. I've come that you might have life more abundantly. I didn't come to condemn the world, nor to shame you for your wrong. I have come to mend your broken heart and to give your life a song. I come to give you life more abundantly. The scripture that we quoted, I've come to give you life more abundantly, is the King James Version. In the Living Bible, this is interpreted, I have come to give you life in all its fullness. In all its fullness. For me, the idea of fullness is the same idea as the word shalom, peace. That peace comes with knowing that there's nothing missing, that there's nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing broken, whole, holy, complete, one creation of the one creator. And so when the Living Word Bible interpretation says, speaking Jesus out of the mind of Christ, I have come to give you life in all its fullness. What I know for me is that that has been given to me. Life in all its fullness. But what I know about me and my experience of life in all its fullness is that there have been times, many times, too many times for me to count throughout my lifetime, where my experience of life was not life in all its fullness, but my experience was a life where something was missing. Absent or broken, fractured. I know that this is true not only of me, but of you also. Some of our experiences on this roller coaster of life are moments of experiencing God with me, Emmanuel. Not with me as though sitting next to me, but with me as stirred up in me. I told you once that the way I feel about God in me, with me, is like having my coffee with cream and sugar. I don't have a cup of coffee on my table and a tablespoon of sugar sitting next to it and a bit of cream sitting next to that. I put the cream in the coffee and the sugar as well and stir them up. And what I notice after having done that is that I can't unstir them. I can't get the sugar and the cream out of the coffee. The sugar, the cream, and the coffee have become one self. This is God with me, Emmanuel. God is not with me again as in beside me, in front of me, behind me, or even all around me. God has stirred up in me. like cream and sugar in coffee. Inseparable. Oneself. And so if the mind of Christ, spoken through the mouth of Jesus, says to me, I have come to give you life in all its fullness. And I know that there are many moments where this is not my experience. I'm called to ask myself a question on occasion. Carlos Wayne Anderson, what is it that you perceive to be missing? What is it that you want? The scripture has said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This interpretation of the word want does not mean desire to have added. It means in need of. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never be in need of anything. Not the Lord is my shepherd so that I shall not desire, but that I shall not be in need in my own moment of believing, in my own idea of what is true for me. And so I have to ask myself a question on occasion. When I'm feeling that somehow, in some way, large or small, that there is something missing or broken in my life, Carlos Wayne, what is it? What is it that you want that robs you of the fullness of your appreciation for what you have? What is it that you fantasize, Carlos Wayne, that you need, that robs you of the fullness of your knowing and experience of gratitude for all that you have? I learned an interesting lesson while visiting India many years ago with my brother Timothy. I learned that those who have hardly nothing are grateful for everything, while we who have so much feel we need more. Those of us who have so much tend to have as our prayers, give me more, give me more, give me more. Prayers of want. People who have very little tend to pray in a different way. Not give me more, O God. Rather, thank you, God, for all you have given me. For some, it was a piece of discarded fruit that still had a few bites of the plum or the peach left on it. For some, it was discovering that someone had thrown away food still fit to eat. It was a hallelujah experience to find it. For some, it was, I have only one leg, and it's a good leg. I've told you before that in India, when I just would automatically say, have a good day, the response was, every day is good day. Wow. What if all I needed was to be breathing, to be alive? A child in India, when I asked, why are people smiling in every condition of human experience where they should be or could be feeling that something is broken, something is missing, or a lot is broken and a lot is missing? How is it that they smile Every day in every way, regardless of conditions or circumstances. And the child, Suresh, said to me, it is because they are breathing. What if all I needed to feel fully alive was to be alive? Breathing. My heart beating. This and nothing else. What if the breath of life that is breathing through me, expressing as me, were sufficient to call forth my rejoicing? What if in every moment, through it all, thick or thin, richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, my sincere testimony was forever the same, being alive is awesome. It's not always easy, as we have said, but it is always awesome. It does not always feel good, but it's always awesome. It does not always provide every single thing we ask for, but it is always awesome being alive. Being alive for the birth of babies is awesome. Being alive with weeping and mourning and grieving as we say goodbye to loved ones who have returned to the light, and our heart is aching, even breaking. What if we knew being alive is awesome? Because it is. It really is. This experience does not last forever, nor is it meant to. Everything in earth experience has come to pass. We have remembered together that we are living a dash of great importance, a dash of great significance, our opportunity to appreciate each breath, each heartbeat, each encounter, each challenge, each trial, each test. Have we not declared together? No test, no testimony, no trial. No opportunity to triumph? Yes, we have. I have come, speaks Jesus from the mind of Christ, that you might have life more abundantly. This is what you do have, abundant life. So I have come to awaken you to an experience of abundant life. From the Living Bible, I have come to give you life in all its fullness, because you have been given life in all its fullness. And so I have come to awaken you in consciousness to the experiences of the fullness of life. We are forgetting or remembering. And when we are remembering, the fullness of our power has been reactivated. For we know that we know that we know God is in heaven. Heaven is in me. Holy is my name. God wants me to know I have nothing to fear and that there's nothing and no one to blame. I've been informed. My captivity is over. I've been informed. In truth, I'm free. And so it is. Breathe while you live and praise while your heart is beating. For so it is. I'm breathing. I'm breathing. Something I take for granted far too many times. Sometimes for days at a time. I don't stop to remember and to be grateful. I'm breathing. I am breathing the breath of life. All throughout the days and nights of my lifetime. How often I take it for granted. Leave it unconscious. But not right now. Right now I take notice. I'm breathing. And as long as I am breathing, I am alive. Here in this incarnation. Present in this moment of here and now. Blessed to be breathing. Blessed to be alive. Alive in the experience of all the complications of being alive. Alive to choice in each moment. To choose to be alive. And as long as I am breathing, I am alive in this experience of living my life. My heart is beating. My heart is beating. How often do I take this for granted? This miracle that my heart is beating. Sometimes for days and weeks and even months, I do not pause to be grateful that my heart is beating. But not in this moment. In this moment, I take notice. My heart is beating. I am breathing. And as long as I am breathing and my heart is beating, I am alive in this moment.